Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic with an AboveTopSecret.com conspiracy theory podcast. What I want to talk about is President Bush's postponement or suspension of the posse comitatus. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. But I know it's already in ATSNN, and I don't know if it has been discussed as a conspiracy, but I wanted to open it up and see what you think. And I want to talk about it here because of the conspiracy angle of my theory instead of just responding to the ATSNN story. I'll put the URL of this CNN story in the contents section of this, or the comments section of this podcast. But the story is Bush eyes a bigger military role in disasters. And basically, President Bush wants to make it easier for the military to take charge after disasters like Hurricane Katrina. And it occurs to me this morning, is it possible that Bush Co. or the administration made a conscious decision to create a terrible response to Katrina so that when the military came in, it would be obvious to us, the people, that in future disasters, it would be acceptable for the military to go in and take over? In other words, was there a deliberate plan to keep help away? I mean, we've all heard about the help that was turned away after Katrina and the help that was not allowed into the area. And was there a plan to keep help away so that the victims and the rest of the nation would welcome the military as their ultimate rescuers eventually? If there was such a plan, it would prove that the state and local governments were unable to handle the natural disasters themselves. Then when Bush went to Colorado during Rita to the military installation there, it appeared to the country that the military was kind of involved in Rita and in the evacuation and the help that went to Rita, which went a lot better than it had before. The reason I have this theory at all is that I can't reconcile the fact that we are the U.S., one of the most technological countries on the earth, yet we couldn't save a town and its people from total disaster. The administration knows we're out here pointing fingers, trying to figure out whose fault it was and everything, not realizing that the real objective of the FEMA and governmental failure was to demonstrate the need for the military, martial law, and suspension of posse comitatus in further natural disasters of all kinds, earthquakes, hurricanes, volcanoes, tornadoes, not to mention terrorist attacks, real or self-inflicted, and any other incidents that should happen. In my opinion, this opens the door for the military to just kind of take control of the country. Eventually. So I just wanted to put that out there and see if this has occurred to other people or see what you think about it. I know I am suspicious. I'm highly suspicious, and sometimes I go overboard. And I like to examine all the possibilities. And this is a possibility in my mind. So I would appreciate it if you'd let me know what you think. Thanks for listening.